what is true is that when the constitution-making process is over and we know the direction of the constitution-making process, we will obviously sit down with our people, we will obviously mobilize our people to go and vote for the position that will have been agreed upon during the constitution-making process. We are quite categorical this time. We are not going to leave anything to chance. We are not going to leave any stone unturned. We are going to make sure that our people understand where the party stands and what ought to be done. Yes, we'll certainly mobilize people. But as to the amount required to mobilize, that's a different matter. But certainly the campaigning for the referendum will do that.
Can we see your party campaigning against the referendum?
No, it all depends when it comes out of the constitution-making process. But I don't see a situation arising of that nature in the sense that we have advanced in terms of constitution-making process. I think it's just a question of ironing out a few areas of disagreement, but I think all in all, I think we have really made a headway, and I foresee no serious obstacle. So the party will not obviously oppose the outcome of the constitution-making process because we think generally we have gone a long way. So really, would say perhaps early January, once Parliament is approved, I would imagine early January, even during Christmas, people can tell people or mobilize people